This podcast is brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're a budding small business owner or a large company looking for a new space, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, how Amazon is widening its war with Walmart for low-income shoppers. But first, these tech headlines. According to a report in the journal, the new ID theft, credit applicants who don't exist. Synthetic identity fraud is one of the fastest growing forms of identity theft and the hardest to spot and combat. TransUnion says a record $355 million in outstanding credit card balances was owed by people who it suspects didn't exist in 2017, up more than eightfold from 2012. General Electric has unveiled a battery platform as it seeks to become a leader in the emerging market of storing electricity. The giant platform, called GE Reservoir, will be able to store power generated by solar panels for later use. The battery storage market, currently tiny, is expected to grow considerably in the next decade and already features big-name competitors, including Tesla, which deployed an enormous battery system in Australia last year. And BlackBerry makes a patent case against Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram. The suit alleges the defendants improperly used BlackBerry's intellectual property that streamlines notifications to, quote, prevent users from being inundated, end quote, as well as the display of timestamps on messages and the tagging of friends and family in social media photographs. The Canadian company hasn't said how much it wants in financial compensation from Facebook, but has requested a jury trial. Coming up, how Amazon is going to war with Walmart again. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We've all got one. You've got one. I've got one. An opinion. We'd like to hear your opinion about our podcast. Head to wsj.com/survey and help us improve our podcast.
So Amazon is expanding its discounted Prime program in what looks to be its latest move against Walmart in the battle for low-income shoppers. The company said it will extend its $5.99 monthly Prime membership to the roughly 20% of the U.S. population that is signed up for Medicaid. Let's get the latest. Joining us now from San Francisco is The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
So first off, in looking at this demographic that Amazon wants to hook, why in general are low-income consumers a group that it's had trouble hooking into? You know, there are different theories, but generally what's behind that?
Amazon has had a bit more trouble getting to that group, in part because they don't necessarily have access all the time to a safe delivery spot or a way to pay online. Those customers have traditionally gone to Walmart or Dollar General because they can also pay with their supplemental nutrition cards, which are basically food stamps. It's just an easier way for them to shop. But as everybody continues to shop more online, that's definitely changing to some degree. Low-income shoppers used to maybe not have access to internet. Now pretty much everybody has a mobile phone. And there's lots of different options to get your packages delivered more safely to a locker or something. And also Amazon's even introduced an option to load up your account balance in a convenience store or other physical location. So lots of stuff is changing right now, and that's giving Amazon a better chance to win over these consumers.
Yeah, and with Amazon Prime, it's a good hook. It's, you know, because it's not just shipping perks, it's digital perks, streaming, and hooking in a new demographic. If you're Amazon, it's a huge way to make potentially a lot of money and finally do it with a demo that it hasn't been able to.
Right, definitely. I talked to an Amazon executive and they were saying that they've seen a big uptick in digital streaming and purchases of things like diapers and baby food from this group of customers. And the reason is that it is a lot easier sometimes to shop online like that, especially if perhaps you don't want to run to the store. It's only $5.99 a month for this group of customers who have to qualify either by being essentially on food stamps or being on Medicaid. And that's about, each of those segments is about 20% of the U.S. population, so a big piece of our population. So for $5.99 a month, basically this group of consumers can get access to something that they might be paying, you know, $10 to Netflix for, $10 to Spotify for, to stream music and video. So kind of collects all those different services into one package where they're able to get that two-day shipping plus both video and music streaming.
Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, always referred to as sort of like, you know, a war of the retailers. And it seems like both companies everywhere are in this constant mode of adapting to shifting consumer habits, right? So this is Amazon's wage in this war. On the flip side, how is Walmart trying to grab more Amazon-type customers?
Right. Well, Walmart's definitely been a big player when it comes to low-income consumers. That's been a huge group for them as far as shopping goes at their thousands of stores across the U.S. But they've also been trying to go after a higher segment of the market. They've done a lot of acquisitions in the e-commerce space, and they're really trying to build out some of their different offerings, including partnering with Lord & Taylor, actually, to sell on Walmart.com. It's an interesting gameplay. These two companies have kind of been a little bit separate for a long time. You know, Walmart's really dominated the in-store shopping in the lower-income market. Amazon's had the online shopping audience and the wealthier households. It'll be really interesting to see if they're both able to kind of gain a little bit more market share in each other's firmly held territories.
Yeah, Battle of the Titans again. Laura, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens covers all things Amazon for the Journal. Check out more at WSJ.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.